Christmas to you all for 1956. I've put off this tape recording for a little long this year, so I doubt very much if you will receive it before Christmas. But even if you don't, happy holidays and happy New Year. I'm going to turn this off now to make sure that I'm recording all right. This is another new machine for me this year, and I've never recorded on it, so hold on a minute. There, that sounds like it's working all right. Oh, goodness, seems like I've written so many letters home this year that I'm not even sure what I should talk about now. Seems funny to be kind of stalled in front of a 50-minute talk. After all, many times a week I get up and go on the 50-minute cycle. I shouldn't be stumped here with 15 minutes. Let me see. The Christmas season? What about my Christmas activities? Well, I've gotten out most of my Christmas cards. I've saved 5 or 6 of them for emergency purposes. Oh, phooey. I'm going to have to mail this tape off today, and I forgot to bring in a Christmas card to include with it. Oh, well, I'll send one along later in the week, and you can look at it. I thought I'd send it along just because of the picture on it. I have obviously done all my Christmas shopping and gotten my presents wrapped and off to the States. Some of it had to go airmail in order to get there on time. I still haven't done my local Christmas shopping. Don't know when I'll do that. I guess perhaps this weekend if I get a chance, although the stores will probably be pretty crowded. Went out and got the Christmas tree this past weekend. It was pretty cold, just about as cold as it was last year. I didn't feel like going out to get a Christmas tree by myself, so Sunday noon I came down to the faculty apartments and routed out Tom Brady and Bill McGee to go out with me to get the tree. Tom was all ready to go, but Bill had sort of decided that he wasn't going to go along. Well, I talked him into it. I told him he couldn't have a Christmas tree without going out and cutting it down, so we loaded into my car and Tom's car and went out on the Esther Road to get some Christmas trees. We got 4 of them all together, and they were very satisfactory. I like mine very much. The only trouble is, the main trouble that we have up here with getting Christmas trees at this time of year is that they're so brittle, something I'd never realized one had to be careful about before. We got the trees all right, and then you have to handle them very, very carefully because they're absolutely frozen solid. You can take a 3/4-inch branch and just break it with your hand. It's so brittle. So it's a little bit of a problem to get your tree into the car and home without breaking too many of the branches. I was very successful this year, and when I got home, I drove the car into the garage and let the tree sit there until it was properly thawed. Then I took it upstairs and decorated it. Actually, it's not even all decorated yet. The first Sunday night, I got everything put on it except the tinsel, and then in my spare time in the last couple of days, I have been dangling 2 pieces of tinsel on it. Well, let's see. What am I going to be doing during the Christmas holidays? Well, in the first place, it's going to be just a nice, welcome vacation. Christmas Eve, though, again, just to have a little festivity around the place, I'm having a group of students out. There are quite a few students this year that have to remain on campus, and there's nothing worse than a dormitory room on Christmas Eve. So I canvassed my classes and found about 8 students that would be on campus, and all of which seemed to be very happy about coming out to the house. I hadn't really, or still haven't really, planned what I'm going to do. I guess the main thing is to give them a good feed. I stopped in Dr. Hosley's office because he's going sort of the coordinator for student activities on the campus during the holidays, to report that I was going to have this party. And he said, well, if it's a party for the students that are on campus, the university will stand the charges of the party, the cost, that is. So I thought, oh, well, goody, goody. So now I'm really going to give a real party. And I think I'll go down and get a big turkey and cook that for the boys. I say for the boys because of all the people that are staying on campus, they are mostly the fellows. I think there's some 150 boys going to be on campus and just 6 or 7 of the women students. So this weekend I'm going downtown, buy a turkey and get all the trimmings. I don't know exactly where to start or where to stop. I think I'll go over and talk with Mrs. McGee and see if she hasn't got some good suggestions. I wonder if it's fair to experiment with my cooking on these people. You know, I've never cooked or roasted a, well, either any kind of a fowl for that matter, let alone a turkey. I've been practicing with French fried chickens, but I haven't been able to roast one yet. So this is going to be a first try in my oven, and I trust things will work out all right. When I stop to think about it, though, I sometimes wonder whether my oven is how my oven's going to work, because my propane tank hasn't been refilled for, my goodness, must be going on 9 months now. And I'll just bet when I get that turkey halfway roasted that I'm going to have to switch over on propane tanks. It would just be my particular luck for that time, wouldn't it? I've ridden along on it too far. Anyway, we should have a good time Christmas Eve. Then on Christmas Day, I'm going down and spend at least part of the day, the dinner, with the Bradys and Bill McGee. They live down on the apartments, and they've been very good about inviting me in for various activities. You know, I was supposed to be there for Thanksgiving, but since I got snowed in, I just stayed home and loafed. But I'll be down there for Christmas dinner. I don't know how much I'll help with it, but we'll see what the arrangements are. They usually have in the strays, so to speak, about campus that haven't got any other place to go. That's me this year, huh? No, not really. I'm quite pleased to be going there to spending Christmas with them. Oh, I haven't got much other plans for the Christmas vacation. I think it's either Thursday or Friday night during the Christmas holidays. I have an engagement to go down and speak to some outfit. I guess it's the College Women's Club. They're having a family meeting and be the speaker at the end of the luncheon. I'll play the old Cornell tape recordings, of course. That's my easy way out. I'll give a lecture if they let me use that. If they don't, I hem and haw and usually find an excuse for not giving the lecture. Of course, this one where I'm getting paid by a meal at the same time, you see, I can't really refuse. And I'm playing my tape recording, too, of course. The other main projects that I have during the holidays will be to varnish my study. I've got to get that done. That's one job that's been hanging over my head now all fall. I have to first scrub the walls, get all the dirt off, and then put on at least two coats of this satin lac material that I have been using in the rest of the house. And then George Schaller has a 150-page manuscript on the birds of the Shinjek River ready for me to review, and that will probably take a few days of my vacation. So that I think that the vacation will be relatively quiet and restful, and at the same time I should get a certain amount done. I've been talking and talking and talking, and my tape is only half done. I'm just waiting to get the answer back from you people and see how many of you it takes to fill out a 15-minute tape. See, I'm really fighting a one-man battle here. Okay, well, let's see. Speaking of the Shinjek River article, I've really hit the jackpot with my Starling article. You know, I wrote that it had been accepted. In fact, it only took the American Midland Naturalist 1 month to review it and return verdict on the article. Then I immediately wrote to Cornell to see if I could cinch the subsidy, and last Saturday I got a letter from Dr. Allen saying that the board of the Laboratory of Ornithology had budgeted $400 in their next budget beginning July 1st to pay for the subsidy of the printing of my Starling article. Isn't that wonderful? What a Christmas gift. All I have to do in payment for it is to insert somewhere on the printed article that it is a contribution from the Laboratory of Ornithology at Cornell University. This $400 may not quite cover the complete cost of the subsidy, but it'll come very close to it. When I wrote and requested the subsidy, I told them that it would cost somewhere between $400 and $500, probably closer to $400. So they put up $400, which I'm certainly pleased for. If there's any additional cost over that, it shouldn't be very much. And then Monday, I got a letter from the American Midland Naturalist, and on it was a whole list of questions, little bitty things, you know, such as, I see a star here and can't find a footnote, and you fail to list the title of an article in the bibliography, and on page so-and-so you list a reference, and I do not find it in your bibliography. Things, little dinky things like that, indicating that they'd already gone over my article with a fine-tooth comb. And then right at the end of the article, he said, we are going ahead with the preparations for publishing your article as you requested, and we expect it to be in the hands of the printer in a very short time. Notice that, in a very short time. Which means that I guess that they're really going to barrel out with the thing, so that I really wonder if it isn't going to get published within the coming year. I hadn't dared hope that. I had hoped that it would be out within the next couple of years. If they come out with it so fast, it's not going to be any more out of date than articles normally are that take a year to get published. So, of course, I'm real pleased. And the grand sum in total, that is the status of the Starling article, really gives me a wonderful, wonderful Christmas present. And speaking of Christmas presents, you people certainly have gotten your presents out early this year. I think I've got presents from almost all of you so far. The one from Eddie and Pete came, last week, and I think it looks like one from Joe came today. The ones from the folks came quite a while ago. I got one package that came up from the Eastern Seaboard, wasn't mailed until December 3rd, and it arrived here yesterday. The mails are really doing awfully well this year. I just hope now that this tape, when I send it out by airmail this afternoon, that it might possibly get to you by Christmas morning. If it doesn't, as I say, you'll get it shortly after Christmas. Well, when there's nothing else to talk about, we talk about the weather. And, we've certainly had weather. The cold spell has continued on and continued on. And, in fact, Sunday to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for 11 days, we had an extreme cold snap where the temperature down at the airport didn't get above 38 to 35 degrees below zero. That's for 11 days. And a long snap like that really makes the cold penetrate. I was lucky up on the hill. The first morning that it got so cold down on the flat, I was 25 degrees above the temperatures on the flat. My thermometer said only 20 below where it was 45 below down on the flat. It dropped a little bit up at my place, but the coldest it got at mine was about 40 below, whereas down on the flats they were registering temperatures close to 60 below. The weather began to warm up a little bit last night, and it's only down to 15 below today, accompanied, as usual, of course, with an increase in temperature, with a little snow. Not enough to worry about, so that, by and large, it looks like we're going to have a good Christmas. I certainly hope it doesn't snow too much between now and Christmas, because if it does, I'm going to have trouble getting those boys out for Christmas Eve meal. Oh, let's see, what have I been doing since I last wrote a letter? I haven't written for almost 2 weeks now, or I guess over 2 weeks, because I've been involved with my Christmas activities. We had that military officers' conservation course. It was certainly a trying experience this year. We had, I think it was about 50 military men and 6 or 7 Fish and Wildlife Service men attending this. And it made it so that I spent another 7 to 10 contact hours of teaching, actual lecturing, in addition to my regular schedule this year. I was really bushed at the end of the week. However, I think it was an unusually successful course. The men were very happy, and the Fish and Wildlife Service men particularly were happy. We had given the Fish and Wildlife Service men an additional hour every afternoon on specific instruction that we thought might be of interest to them, such as the identification of small mammals and small birds, the anatomy of the animals that they came in contact with. They took them down to a furrier's and things like that, so that it was unusually successful. Then on Saturday night, following that week of the conference with the wildlife people, we had the annual game dinner. We didn't have so many meats this year, but it was very pleasant, and the boys handled very nicely. Then on Sunday, I came into the presentation of the credentials to, quote, Alaska's first duly elected United States senators and representatives. It was quite an impressive ceremony, but at 40 to 45 degrees below zero, we didn't have a very good turnout at the presentation. Then after that, I went out to dinner at Mrs. Von Hansen's. She's the head of some of the extension work here at the university, and oh boy, could she put on a meal. And I had a meal down there at her place, and then we all went down to see the Fairbanks Little Theater's production, Gramercy's Ghost, and that was a lot of fun, too. Then last weekend was mostly, this past weekend has been mostly Christmas activities, which pretty well brings me up to date. Oh yes, there's one thing I don't believe that I've told you about. They've started a quartet on campus. I wouldn't play my cello for them last year because I was so busy out at the house, But with the house running itself much better this year, I had a little time, and they talked me into getting out my cello, and we've started this little quartet. We've met twice, and we've had an awful lot of fun. Of course, I'm awfully rusty, but they claim that I'm not as rusty as I think I am, so really I'm having an awful lot of fun. It's just fun to get out the old instrument again and make a few squeaks and squawks. We've been playing some Haydn pieces, which I guess are about as simple as they come, and we've been playing the simplest of the Haydn pieces, too. Well, let's see how my tape is. Oh, I've almost got to the end. You know, I can almost fill up the end talking about my dog.
But she's much better. She's eating well. She's put on quite a lot of weight so that she no longer has nothing but bones sticking out all over her. And she's calmed down a good deal. She's learned, on some occasions anyway, to obey the word come, and she's becoming quite adept at obeying the word stay. So we're getting along just fine. Well, I guess that's it, and a merry, merry Christmas to you. And I'll expect a return tape with all the voices of the family on it after Christmas.